Guys, morning, how are we doing? How are you? Hope you're good. This is round two. Signal completely cut me off. So we're going to start the show again. All right. Let's get into today's show. Today we're going to be talking about perspective. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. Drop a love heart, drop a comment where you're from, if you're watching, and share with anybody that is... that you would benefit from this. So sorry about that. The completely cut off from poor signal. When it's cloudy down in this particular area, it's horrendous. Anyway, so what we were saying is that, look, we're 2 weeks away from the second book coming out, which I'm really excited about, which is Remember the Mission. That's due out at the very end of November. We've got the Remember the Mission seminar in Birmingham at Aston Villa Stadium, which is going to be immense. It's the biggest event of the year for the men. Okay, and that's on the 27th. So there's lots to look forward to, guys. And today we're going to talk about perspective. So I apologize if you heard this story in the first broadcast, but then got cut off. So the story goes like this. There's a woman who's on her underground train and she's traveling to a destination. There's about 10 people on the carriage. Train pulls up at the station and on jumps a man with two kids. Okay, the man sits down, he looks very white, he's just staring into thin air, and the kids are running havoc in the carriage, okay, and annoying everybody, just very loud and abrupt, and the father doesn't seem to be doing anything, and it gets to that point where the woman feels like she has to say something, so she turns around and says, look, I really feel like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I really feel like you need to, I really feel like you need to control these kids, because they're running havoc around the train. And he goes, I'm so sorry, you're absolutely right. It's just that we've left the hospital and we've just had to say goodbye to my wife and those kids' mum as she's just passed away from cancer. And I heard this story and I think I heard it on one of my meditation apps where they talk about situations. And as you can imagine, the massive amount of perspective that woman would have suddenly felt in that immediate moment of where she challenged this guy and she didn't really know what was going on. It put into perspective for her the situation. Now, it's the same for all of us, right? I think we all have different levels of perspective. And I think that for me, the more perspective we can put on life in a micro as well as macro level, the more control that I feel that we can have on our lives, the more self-awareness we can have about our situations. And the more perspective that I think that we have, the less anxiety and the less depression we need to carry around with us. For example, a lot of the times we feel our lives are actually not going the way we want them to go. But when we put them into perspective and we see the bigger picture, and if we could do that more often, we could actually become a little happier, more content. For example, you could be just waking up on a park bench, only owning a sleeping bag. But if you're waking up and you've got a roof above your head with a toilet and flowing water, you're winning. That's perspective. That's like seeing the bigger picture. If you're then complaining about life, about in niggling injuries or the way that you look, perspective could be that you could have lost a leg, you could have lost an arm, you could have lost your sight. Do you know what I mean? Perspective, seeing the bigger picture. If you're breathing, you are winning, you know? Then there's perspective in other people. What you don't understand and what you don't see is that what other people are going through. So in terms of somebody might be acting like an ass, but there might be an underlying reason for that person being an ass. A peer at work might be coming in and very quiet. There's going to be a reason behind that. And this is where us always looking at the bigger picture, always looking at things from different angles, allows us to be able to live a much more open-eyed life. Okay, putting things and grounding things and anchoring a lot of the thought processes and negative thoughts of not just yourself, but of other people and the world. This is where it's so vital to recognize those things. Because whenever I fall into victim mentality, whenever I suddenly feel like my life is not going the way I want it to go, so whenever I complain about an injury, on the flip side of that, I kind of put things into perspective and go, well, look, it's only temporary. How can I possibly feel sorry for myself when I have a roof above my head and have an amazing family? And that's what I often see men doing. I often see men putting themselves down, thinking that their life is awful, when actually they don't sometimes realize just how good it is. And then we get into that negative state, that negative mentality, and it becomes the rabbit hole. And you fall down a rabbit hole and you stay in that pit, and it's very difficult to get out of. So the next time that you feel down, the next time that you start complaining, the next time you start looking at someone else and thinking, why are they being like that? Try and put things into perspective slightly and see the bigger picture, that there might be a reason for that, that you don't have it as bad as you think you have it. And the more that you practice that, I reckon that over a period of time, the pattern of thought that you have, the patterns of thought that you have, the relationship that you build up with yourself and other people will change to be more positive. Because your immediate thought will be, what's the bigger picture here? Rather than immediate judgment, rather than immediate putting down of yourself or immediate self-negative chat. It's got to be positive all of the time. And the way that we can build that is by building that perspective. I hope that helps. Anyway, guys, it certainly helps me. Like, whenever I try and live the life every single day that we have. Wow, that was close. I think it really just kind of allows me to see that bigger picture, because the bigger picture is what it's all about. When you get caught up in the day-to-day battles and the firefighting, it just becomes a negative void, right, in your life. You get annoyed with it. You get annoyed with yourself. Anyway, hope you have an amazing day. We've got 28 days, day of starting today, so looking forward to starting that course. I hope you have a great week.